Tim Blessing, U.S. presidential historian at Alvernia University, says the pro-Trump mob planned to use violence to overturn the election.
The strange confluence of a president who seems to radicalize almost everything he touches, and demonstrators who came prepared to do damage.
Reports indicate at least one explosive was found on Capitol property. Eventually, it was Vice President Mike Pence, not President Trump, who called the National Guard to subdue the mob.
This is what happens when a president loses credibility. It's not that they lose their power, but what happens is people start going around them.
Congress reconvened yesterday evening to certify Joseph Biden's electoral victory after order was restored to the nation's capital. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.